My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
It's the final segment right here on the Computer Corner. If you have not had time to dial in yet, begin the crying process because it's too late to get through now.
But don't fret, because next week we'll be back.
We'll be back in full force, in full effect, 12:20 to 2 o'clock every Saturday right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. It is the Computer Corner, and in case you miss us on the weekends, you can always catch replays of our show. You can listen to the audio archives. You can see all the resources, and it goes back for a couple years.
Newsletter,
you can do all that.
Up.
Yeah, you can do all that stuff at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and if you scroll down a little ways, you can see previous shows, and on the right, you'll see the audio archives. You'll see all the links to all the cool stuff. And, of course, you can ask questions and make suggestions even during the week because we review those things and try to find good stuff to bring on the show here.
Yes, we do.
Somebody asked, his name is Bob, actually. We can tell somebody. Bob asks, when will Microsoft Office 2004 be available for real computers, not Macs? And, Bob, the answer is A, who knows, and B, who cares?
Yeah.
With Microsoft, they kind of do some weird things from time to time. Back in the days of, like, Office 97, that was the version that was out for PCs. At the same time, or actually a little bit after, it was Office 98 that was out only for Macs, and they never had a version 98 out for PCs. They went straight
really?
To 2000. Right.
I didn't know that.
And now they have 2003 out, and at the same time, 2004 was out for Macs, but chances are there will never be an Office 2004 for PCs. It'll be whatever the next version is called.
2005 or whatever goes.
And maybe they'll go back to a code name instead of doing this 2003 thing. Who
yeah.
knows? But anyway, so the answer to the question, Bob, is probably never will there be an Office 2004 or anything other than Macs. But not unfortunately. It's just the way that things work.
Yeah,
usually every 2 years or so is when they come out with a new version of Office. So it'll just be
just
maybe 2005
on.
Or whatever mm-hmm. that's called then. So.
Maybe ZL.
ZL.
XP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if Mike can help bail us out from Mike Hell's Microsoft ZL, whatever that means.
That's
hey,
the
Mike,
new code.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Not a problem. What you got on your mind?
Well, I represent the ignorant listener as far as computers go.
Hey, we
so
represent the ignorant talk show host, so go right ahead.
You're a cybertard, then? It's all good.
I have a computer with regular Windows XP, right? That's XP?
Regular Windows XP, okay.
Yeah. And then everybody said, oh, you got to get Office XP, so I got it. And now I'm going to put it on, but what I'm wondering is, do I have to take the old XP off, or does the computer just know which one to use?
All right, here's
Ooh.
A whole confusing thing that you bring up that Microsoft does here that kind of confuses people. There's Windows XP, which is the operating system, and then there's Office XP, which is a whole suite of applications that enhances the operating system.
Oh.
Yes.
So they're not, even though they share a common name, which is XP, one is like a base for the other. You cannot have Office XP without having first some version of Windows, and this is where it gets a little bit tricky for people. You don't have to be running Windows XP to be able to run Office XP.
Kind of crazy.
Can we make it any more
it?
Confusing for you? So, to your specific question, I have Windows XP, and I want mm-hmm. to know, I have Office XP, can I install that? There's nothing you need to do other than install it. And if you
okay.
didn't have Windows XP, you'd be able to install it anyway.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
All
what
Office...
am I going to like about Office XP better? I mean, everyone just says, oh man, you got to get it. I don't even know what it means.
There's nothing that you're going to like better. Right now, you have Windows, which means you have some basic functions. You have an operating system which provides you with the graphical interface for you to point and click and drag and drop, right?
Yeah.
You also have a web browser that they included free for you so you can get on the internet. And they gave you a basic email tool and a calculator and a bunch of other junk in there. When you add Office, it's going to add a word processor so that you can create documents like letters. It's
okay.
going to give you also at least a spreadsheet application so that you could do like financial calculations. You could make a budget. You could make a calendar maybe of things and have it kind of crunch some numbers. And then it also come with probably Microsoft Outlook, which is like that Outlook Express that you have.
Yeah.
Outlook Express is like the little simple freebie version. Outlook adds like a calendar to what you have and tasks and reminders and all kinds of other cool stuff.
Great.
Then, depending on the version of Office, it may also add some things like PowerPoint, which is a presentation program, lets
mm-hmm.
you put together like a slideshow on your computer. It may also add things like Access, which allows you to do some simple database programming and get into some kind of deeper calculations and computations and presenting of information. And then there's a whole strew of other applications like Publisher and InfoPoint and OneNote and FrontPage.
Visio.
That'll let you do all kinds of other things. So depending on the version of Office you bought, it'll determine which of the applications are included, but it'll definitely add to the experience.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
Good, yes. Thank you.
Not a problem, and thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're so smart.
Don't get me started.
You are.
My head's going to explode. It's going to get
too big to walk out. Computations?
What?
Because you were just like coming off. That was very quick, you know? Oh, does computations and blah, blah. I would have been like, oh, it allows you to do a spreadsheet.
Like
basic stuff. Yeah.
Stuff.
See, now that's the guru.
And if you get that, you can find out that 2 + 2 really does equal 5.
See? So, see, we taught somebody all about Office.
We taught lots of people all about Office today, I think.
We're useful.
Now, we've got two other people, Sarah, and I'm going to butcher this name. What's this name, Chris?
Davey.
Davey?
Yes.
Oh, it says Davey, and then it says in parentheses, girl.
I thought it was going to be like Makahaka Luna or something.
Well, it's
Davey.
Spelled really weird. So, anyway, we're going to get them off the air because they were nice enough to hold through this long. We're not going to leave you hanging. So just sit tight where you're at. If you missed any part of the show, again, you can check out all the resources, all the links, and later, audio archives at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll be able to see those things anytime. Also, don't forget, if you missed parts of the show and you want to get the step-by-step instructions on how to change like case in Windows, in Microsoft Word, or any other part of the show that you might have missed, the step-by-steps and all the tips and all the tricks and all the things we talked about are going to be in the follow-up newsletter. Make sure you're subscribed, and you can do that when you're at our website. I think that's about all we have to talk about, because good thing is we're running out of show time here. For Michael Valdivia and C.Cab, also known as Chris, it's Brandon Disney reminding you that when it comes to your computer, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.